Good evening, everyone. We have filled Thunder River Theater. My name is Lara Beaulieu, and I'm the Executive Director of English in Action. Welcome to our fourth Immigrant Voices storytelling event. We are thrilled to bring this event to Carbondale. I would like to start by thanking our partners in this event, Thunder River Theater and Writ Large. Please give them a round of applause. And I would also like to thank our sponsors for this event, Alpine Bank, Mountain Chalet, and the Aspen Times. Please give them a round of applause. And finally, I would like to thank our students, tutors, staff members, and board members who are here tonight. If you fall into one of those categories, could you please raise your hand? All right, lots of students, tutors, staff members, and board members. Thank you all for your service. So at English in Action, we believe that we are stronger as a community when we are more connected. And we create connection by matching volunteer tutors with adults who want to learn English one-on-one and in small groups. These relationships start with a focus on English because it makes a huge difference for our participants. It helps them to get better jobs, it helps them to become more engaged in their children's education, and it helps them to feel at home in this community. Those relationships often develop into strong friendships that strengthen the fabric of our community. They help to heal cultural divides that are being experienced in many communities. If you are not already a volunteer tutor for English in Action, I hope that you will consider becoming one. The commitment is just an hour a week. Many people think that you need to speak another language, such as Spanish, in order to become a volunteer tutor, but it's simply not true. We have students that are at all levels of language skills, from beginner to advanced. And what they need is somebody to be a friend and to support them, someone who is a proficient English speaker. If you are interested, please pick up information as you leave, speak to a staff member, or check out our website. We also need your support. We have more than 100 people who are on our waiting list for a volunteer tutor, and your donations help us to match more of those people more quickly, as well as to support the 400 people annually that already participate in our program. Again, there are donation envelopes at the door. Feel free to make a donation tonight or go online to our website. So another way that we help to create a more connected community is through storytelling and events like this one. Tonight, several of our students and tutors are participating as storytellers, and we have also invited community members to tell their stories who have powerful experiences to share with all of us. We are absolutely committed to ensuring that everyone in our community has a voice and that we create opportunities to listen with open hearts and open minds to each other's stories and experiences. So now I would like to introduce you to our curator for this evening, Alia Howe. Alia has helped to prepare, has prepared and worked with each of our storytellers, and she is a very talented mentor and guide. Alia is a UK-born dancer and performer, and she has danced with the Jose Limon Dance Company, Kay Takai, dance teller, Zakir Hussein. She taught at the State Ballet School in Athens, Greece, and the Laban Institute in New York City, as well as the Lincoln Center Institute. She moved to the Roaring Fork Valley to raise her daughter years ago and started under Alia's umbrella 8 years ago, which includes the Writ Large storytelling series. So please give a round of applause for Alia.
So welcome, everyone. I'm Alia Howe, and I think I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping here. Will you please turn off all of your cell phones and noisemakers? really turn them off completely, because when the emergency alerts go through, that comes through just silencing. And it is such a precious gift to be given someone's story. And I would like you just to be able to soften your heart and open your ears to be able to receive their stories without distraction. And in our distractible time, that can be challenging, right? So writ large exists in part because as humans, we are a storytelling species. And I really believe that a community with no narrative to tell doesn't survive very long as a community. And having a heartfelt narrative to tell makes all the difference for an individual, a family, a community, and a country. Developing a strong narrative is really the secret sauce that holds us together, making us effective, resilient, and happy. And the art of storytelling and listening to people's stories is incredibly healing to the individuals who share the story and for you who catch their story. And it expands the hearts of everyone in our community. We're a small organization writ large, and it falls under an umbrella of a few performing arts programs that I do. But I really want to acknowledge the courage that it takes to come up and share a story from your life. It's very different from a presentation, which you can present with a mask on. But when you share something from your heart, from your life, it's extremely brave. And can you imagine what it's like sharing it in your non-native language? Some of our storytellers tonight haven't been in the country for a year. And it's one of the top fears to speak in public. So I stand here bathing in the privilege of having heard many versions of the stories and having dipped in quite deeply into the individual's lives and journeys. And we're just getting a taste of which we all have many stories to tell, and I hope you fine dine on the taste of these stories. But I want to speak about how to listen, how to not only listen, but be a participating audience. I really invite you to respond, to groan when something just guts you, to click your fingers. If you're inspired by something, just to burst into cheers and clap your hands if you're just like, wow, after all of that, that happened. So let's practice a little bit. Can we all click our fingers? It's so nourishing to hear and feed that coming from you. Can I hear a huge groan? A little louder. Oh. Oh, yes. And then can we laugh our heads off? And add a hell yes to that. Hell yes! All right, so please let yourself respond spontaneously like a child. There is no right or wrong way to respond, as long as it is coming with from your heart with encouragement and knowing that it could be you up here next time. So I think I'm just going to introduce our first storyteller, who is a seasoned storyteller. He has shared the story with the First English in Action storytelling series that we partnered up on. His name is Miguel Caballo, and he was born in October of 1964 in San Miguel, El Salvador. He grew up on a farm with his brothers and sisters. He has degrees in education and psychology from the Pedagogical University of El Salvador. He is married to Edith and has two sons, Kevin and Brian, and a grandson, Santiago, and a two-month-year-old granddaughter called Kendall. He has been in the United States since 2000 and works at CMC and Whole Foods. He lives in El Jebel and joined English in Action as a student in 2016. I learn a lot from each storyteller, and Miguel has schooled me quite a lot, and it's such a privilege to be in my seat. And when we were talking about Miguel's life and his service in the El Salvadorian army, and he was fighting for the USA, he remarked and shared a Spanish saying, which I cannot say in Spanish, which I really hope you will share in Spanish, Miguel. It's like in a war, men who might have been friends are killing each other for two men who want to kill each other but don't, using poorer people as pawns. And I found that just really, it gave me pause as he shared this saying, this teaching from his culture. And it means something, it resonates, because this is often how wars are directed, with young soldiers going off to fight for two nations who have a disagreement. So let's put our hands together and be launched into Miguel's story. Come on up, Miguel.
Hola, hola, amigos. Miguel ha regresado. Hi, hi, my friend. Miguel, he's back. I remember one day my grandparent and my father tell me, when you don't have money, you never stole or do something illegal. My first class in El Salvador, I started in my city, the name San Pedro, the same name for my tutor, Peter. And for my high school, I moved to the different city, the name Chinameca. And I remember on the Monday, I get the bus and I back to home on Friday. We have in my city only one bus. And I remember this small bus and the color, that's blue. All the time, the bus is full. And some people, we use the stair in the back and sit in the roof. And 3 years, I earned my teacher diploma. After graduate, I moved to the capital, San Salvador, for looking to work. It's enable any job, and I decide join to the army. In 3 years, I was to lieutenant. And you know, El Salvador sent the soldier to fight together with USA American soldier in Iraq. And I go in for 6 months to help USA American soldier. When I back to the Iraq, and I remember my old soldier friend, I think, why some people, they never know and never hate, kill you. For some people, he know, and he hate, and he never kill you. I said, this is stupid. After retire the army, I become the teacher position in the school. In 2 years, I become the principal position. For my new position, I talking and open the a lot door. The government and the private companies, and I obtain the money, and I bring the lunch free for all my students. And is the first school in my country and give the food free for a student. Now we have a new program, and is the food for all school and all students in my country. Meanwhile, I continue my education in the university. In 5 years, I get the 2 degrees, one in mathematics and one in psychology. I remember one time when I go into university for take a test, I saw the beautiful lady in the roll. And I think, oh, this mommy is from Miguelito. And Sanley was my wife. And she gave me two beautiful and handsome sons. For the problem, for the gangs, the violence in my country, and after obtaining the USA visa, we moved to USA. Now, we have a new life. We have a new friend. My friend Peter, my friend and other people work with me in the CNC. This is my friend, isn't it wrong? And a lot of people I know in the valley. But now we are a grandparent. The two beautiful kids. One, the name is Santiago, 7 years old, and another scandal, 2 months. Santiago, he's my teacher English. For the lives are here in the community, in the valley, I have good experience and a couple of bad experience. The good experience I remember when I moved to here, I worked in the restaurant, in the kitchen. Me never cooking in my country. In my base, this is position, I cook the pancake. Me never eat the pancake in El Salvador. Now, I have experience, made the pancake. I have experience, made the omelette. I have experience, made the fritadas. And everything breakfast, and different lunches for different America, Germany, or different countries. And I have, the bad experience, but my father passed away 1 year ago, and me and here and with my family, and my family and my friends and CNC give me the all support, and I say thankful for my friend. I have a couple bad experience right here in USA, and I explain one for you. I remember one time, one guy, he put the boot and the small table in my job. And I talked to him. Excuse me, sir. It's possible you put your feet in the bottom, on the floor. And the guys tell me, why? I says, we need the table for put the food, drink, or book for the student. And the guys tell me, do you come here for clean my shed? And I said, it's your opinion. But for me, when I get the money for me, my job, I help her for my son. And 1 month ago, my son, he's graduating for engineer. And I talked to the guy, and I says, I have a question for you. Are you angry all the time? And the guy says, are you psychology? And I said, yes, I am psychology. But you remember, the life is short. This do not necessary. Are you angry all the time? Why are you not happy? That me, when in the morning when I wake up, I talk to my Lord. I talk to my God. And I says, thank you, my Lord, for giving me one more day. Thank you, my Lord, for giving me the time check another day, my beautiful sign. Thank you, my Lord, for give me one more day for see my beautiful wife. And thank you for giving me the opportunity and continue in this big country. And the guys tell me, thank you, sir, and give me the hand. I continue my job. And 2 weeks late, one lady tell me, are you Miguel? And I said, oh my gatos. Oh my God. Another people angry? And the ladies tell me, are you Miguel? Okay. I said, yes, I am Miguel. And she says, thank you for you talking my husband. Now not working. Now my husband is new person. All the time he's happy. When he back to house, he played with my daughter. He talking with me. And the face I saw more handsome. Thank you for talking another for my husband. Thank you so much.